Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son." Then to the disciple he said, "This is your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. When we think of the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we are faced with the great problem. The great problem that we all face in our lives. How can we reconcile our experience of suffering with the God that we say loves us and the God who is all-powerful? In the face of such suffering, we are inclined to ask, well, is God not interested? Well, can God do nothing about it? And to reconcile suffering with the loving, omnipotent God is indeed a great mystery. And we know that we have been promised suffering if we are to follow Christ. If you come after me, you must take up your cross. And whatever language we speak, a cross is a cross, and a yoke is a yoke, and a burden is a burden. Even our Blessed Mother, that most perfect creature, presenting the child in the temple with all the joy of a young mother offering her child, she was promised that this child would cause her so much suffering. It was as though a sword went through her innermost being. She was promised suffering, and she suffered. And suffering is a mystery that we explore not with the head, not with the intellect, but with the heart. And Mary was that great, wonderful woman of love. And we are faced with this extraordinary, extraordinary fact that it is out of suffering that redemption comes. We need the cross before we can have the resurrection. And we find in our own lives that when we look back over some great suffering, we wonder how we came through it, and that there is always a resurrection. As long as we do not wallow in the negativity of the suffering, but we try and see the wonderful hand of God, and we are led and helped by Mary, who suffered. Suffered at the foot of the cross, and yet possibly, it was there that the church was founded. The disciple Jesus loved, given to the great preacher, Mary, and Mary given to John. This is our calling. This is our calling, to see in our suffering that we are able, as we celebrate this feast of Mary, Mary who suffered, that we also call her the cause of our joy. And with faith and with love, we try and walk with Mary through our suffering into the resurrection and the wonderful joy of Jesus Christ.